Hello? Are you alive? This is bad. If they found out I killed a human, I'll be executed. Huh? Oh, you're awake. Oh, how do you feel? Does it hurt anywhere? Can you see me? Oh, thank goodness you're alive. I was really surprised. I thought maybe I had killed you. Oh, no, I'm not the least bit shady at all. Really, it's not like I hit you with a blunt object or pushed you off a cliff or ran you over with a car. So to explain exactly who I am, well, I'm just a spirit who happened to lodge itself into your consciousness. Nothing? No reaction to who I am or the situation that you're in now? Hey, are you really okay? You can see me, right? Oh, well, alright, good, but I'm not strange or anything, okay? I just have a different existence than you. I am a spirit, after all. Anyway, I'm glad you can at least see me. Still, you're really calm. I thought that the moment you woke up, you'd be like, "What? Where am I? Who are you?" Or something like that. But, wait. Your personality didn't fly off with your memories, did it? Oh, this is bad. Well, for now, let me explain things from the beginning. I'm Orion. I'm a spirit from a distant world. As I was on my way to the human world for some business, and by accident, I sort of collided with your mind. I don't fully understand it myself, but for some reason I'm trapped inside your soul now. It looks like you lost consciousness from the impact, and, well, this is kind of hard to say, but it looks like your memories skedaddled too. What a mess. Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead and yell at me. I know I said a lot of things that probably don't make sense to you, but please say something. Yeah, I know. You're right. I completely understand. It is a bit overwhelming. I'm really sorry for my carelessness. I'll do anything to help you get your memories back. Besides, if I don't, I'm not sure I'll be able to separate from you. I'm not absolutely sure, but I think I'm trapped inside the place where your memories used to be. Think about it like your memories were pushed out by the amount of space that I take up. So if your memories were to return, then I would get pushed back out instead. There might be be another solution, but aside from what I've just said, nothing comes to mind. I feel awful that I made you lose your memories. Let's work together and get them back. All right. Thanks for understanding. I kind of expected a "you better start running," but I would have understood completely if you were that harsh with me. You're pretty accepting of things, huh? A very mellow temperament. It may be strange to say, but I am glad that it was your mind that I got stuck in. Well, I guess that's just how it is. From now on, I'll work with you as hard as I can to get your memories back. I'll do anything that you need me to, is what I really want to say, but I actually have some limitations. I can't interfere with the human world. I can't touch you, and you can't touch me. What's more, people around us won't be able to see me or hear me. So I can't investigate much for you, and I can't move in your stead. In fact, I can't move more than 10 meters away from you. I said I'd do anything, but it looks like all I'm really able to do is cheer you on. Well, it's better than having no one, right? No matter what, I'll always be by your side. Let's both do our best. So, you really can't remember anything. What about your name? Do you think you could at least remember your name? Is that your name? I see. That's good. That's a good start to remembering. All right, then. There's no point in staying here, so let's go back to your world. Oh, what is this place, you ask? It's hard to explain. The space between dimensions is the closest description. This world has many possibilities, and there exist as many parallel worlds as there are possibilities. For example, in one world, you may be going to school, and in another, you may just be working. This is the space between those many parallel dimensions that isn't connected to any of them. To put it bluntly, right now you're suspended in the rift between worlds. But I don't know which world you came from. Oh, but any world will still be a world that you were in. There's no such thing as a right or wrong with parallel worlds. So let's go back to the world you were in and recover your memories. There's lots of ways to do it, like talking to your friends and seeing who you contact regularly. Oh, but just a second. Be very careful who you trust. Humans are brutal and cruel beings. You should only tell people that you really trust about your amnesia. Otherwise, they might try and give you memories that you never actually had. Like, you owe me $10,000, so you better pay me back. Or something. There's no way you could tell if what they said was true. Someone may introduce themselves as someone close to you only to manipulate you. You might be told that you don't have a job and get fired later on. Or maybe you find yourself in a situation where you get shipped over the seas, right? It would be terrible if that happened. You think I'm overthinking it? Maybe so. Let's think of the opposite. You get lucky and you meet a nice person and you tell them about your situation. In that case, what would happen to you then? If you said you had amnesia, wouldn't they force you into a hospital? You'd probably be confined to your hospital room until your memories returned. Even if you were allowed to go outside sometimes, for the most part, you'd be shut up inside. For other people, that might be okay, but for you, it isn't. Your memories haven't disappeared because of any mental or physical problems. They're being pushed out by my existence. So staying at home or at the hospital wouldn't help. In fact, without stimulation, you'd only get worse. Sitting around, spacing out in the hospital room without any memories would worsen your mind. You might forget how to drink water or even how to breathe. Advice to avoid such a terrible ending. Number one, gather information. Try to actively meet people and investigate what kind of person you used to be. Who you, your family, and your relationships were, and what you were doing. Increase your knowledge and fill up that outer part of your memories. Once you do, I'm sure it will trigger something and the rest of your memories should return. As that happens, I'll be pushed out and eventually be able to separate from you. It's a long shot, given your situation, but at the moment, it's the best plan that we have. Sorry, I keep talking about nothing but negative things. But first, I think it would be good to confide in your family. They wouldn't believe that a spirit got stuck in your head, but they'll at least provide some information. We can think more about the plan after that. Now, let's get back to your world. The method is simple. Just close your eyes and think. With no memories to influence you, whatever world you can recall is the world that you desire. Only, I think there are several worlds like that. Just choose the world that you feel is right. Close your eyes and think.